Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Have you heard that expression? I used to hear it as a child, because if you were teased, you'd go, well, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can never hurt me. What a load of rubbish that was, eh? What a load of rubbish. Because, of course, the words did hurt me, and I felt like punching somebody when they took the mickey out of me. But, you know, it's such a silly saying, a silly statement. It's just untrue. Because words can hurt people, and, you know, words can lead to suicide. You know, we've had kids committing suicide because of the words and the abuse and the online abuse they get through their phones and through school, for the bullying, not physical bullying, but the mental bullying through words. Jim Rohn, one of my mentors, the great late Jim Rohn, who was the first guy who mentored Tony Robbins. You may have heard of Tony Robbins. He said words can cut you like a knife. You know, you've got to be very careful of the words you use, right? So you've got to be very careful with the language you use, because it can affect people quite deeply. A flippant remark like, oh, you put them on a bit of weight recently, haven't you? You know, that can really affect people. And there was a story in, I was watching the story of Amy Winehouse. I think she would have been 40 very recently, last weekend. And she, you know, she always had a full figure, as it were. Okay, but when she was, you know, when she got on the scene in the first couple of years, she looked amazing, you know. All right, she wasn't like a Kate Moss skinny catwalk model, but she was a curvy but sexy, beautiful woman, right? And she went to some function, an event, and she had a sort of sexy looking dress on. And the story goes that a journalist there just wrote something about her and said she looked, and the guy who was recalling the story said she looked plump, or maybe didn't use the word fat, but plump, and, you know, in this dress. Because what a journalist, they've got nothing else to write about, so let's make a snidey, you know, cutting remark. And you know, and the friend said to her, and this is a friend who lived with her, said that really deeply affected her. You know, she kept going over and over in her mind, I look plump, I look plump. And this led to an eating disorder which stayed with her for life until she died. It may have contributed to her turning to drugs so much. It may have contributed to her death. So just those words from that journalist has deeply affected Amy Winehouse in a way that they would never know. Now, if you want more content like this, I've got a lot more of this type of content on my supporters club. So do support me on that. It's on Spotify. I'll put a link up here. For less than the price of a cup of coffee every month, join my club and you'll get more exclusive content and more extended content. So getting back to words and celebrities, Paul McCartney was once confronted a journalist that the journalist had written something about him and Linda, and I think they bumped into this journalist and said, why did you write that? You know, what's going on? And the journalist was like, oh, surprised, well, I didn't think you read what I write. I thought you live in this different world out there. You know, you're flying around the world, you're jetting around the world. I didn't think you'd taken any notes of what I wrote. But they said, no, you're wrong. These things affect us. So that taught that journalist a lesson. You know, and actors and famous actors are known for, sometimes I never look at reviews, but maybe they have a sneaky look at the review. And sometimes they're deeply affected by these reviews. They've wanted to like theatre, in the theatre in particular, the first night reviews, and you get these critics, you know, they can't do anything themselves, but they can criticise others. And they can make or break a show with their write-up in many cases. And they can really destroy someone's confidence, someone's ego, by criticising, you've acted like in a hammy way, or, you know, you haven't played that part very well. It's a horrible thing to do. You know, I think honest criticism is okay if you're giving honest feedback and criticism, but you're giving people some good feedback as well. That's okay, but just to go and, you know, literally destroy them in the papers in the morning is terrible. Having said that, Andrew Lloyd Webber, a lot of his shows were slated in the press. Ben Elton's show of We Will Rock You was slated in the press, and it's still going. I think it's still going around the world. He's made a fortune out of that show. And Andrew Lloyd Webber, well, look at Andrew Lloyd Webber, you know, he doesn't really care what the critics say. He's got to that stage. So I think you've got to be a little bit thick-skinned about this. Steve Martin was another one, superstar actor at the time. He was at the top of his game. You know, Steve Martin, the actor, the American actor, great movies he's had. And he was once on a catwalk, kind of a film launch, a premiere, and he's walking along this red carpet, not the catwalk, the red carpet. So he's walking along the red carpet, you know, they go over and say, they talk to a journalist over here, and then they go over there and they talk to a journalist there, have a few photos like this. And then there was this English guy that is not a journalist, but he's like a spoof. He's a spoofer. He goes and creates little spoofs and basically ambushes celebrities and makes a funny video out of it. And he shouted out something like, "Steve," and Steve's like, "Why are your movies not funny anymore?" And wow, you know. And Steve, you can actually look this up on YouTube, and Steve thinks for a moment, then looks away and carries on. Because I think at the time he was going through a stage where he was getting into more serious movies, not making those, you know, just purely funny movies. He was getting into more serious acting. And that kind of affected Steve. And he apparently went into like a 6-month, almost mini depression, you know, because he thought, why are my movies not funny? Why am I not funny? Maybe I'm not funny anymore. They have quite big, delicate egos, some of these stars. And I think Steve is known for sort of standing in front of the mirror every morning and laughing, and getting that laugh going, you know, that sort of thing. So he wants to be funny. That he wants to be, you know, and comedians are known to have, let's say, strange personalities, that, you know, the tears of a clown, as you might say. But sure, they all have ego. So when you walk into a room, and you, whether it's a family member or friends, and you say something that is maybe sarcastic, bear in mind you can affect people. When I was young, I have to say I was a bit guilty of this myself. I just had a way of seeing the funny side of things. So if someone said something, I could come back with a quick retort and make a little joke of it. And I thought, well, it's a harmless joke. They won't be affected by that. But I was wrong, you know, and some of these people were upset by a little remark or a joke I made about them. Sometimes you might be undermining them. They said something serious and you see a funny side of it. You say, oh, you mean, everyone laughs. But you've stolen their thunder. You've stolen that limelight from them. So be very careful. And I've even done it to my managers and bosses, and I've probably really upset a lot of people in the company. Maybe I should have just gone on stage and got it off my chest there. But now I've learned to be a bit more careful with my words. It's only taken me about 30 years, don't worry. So if I've upset you in the past, I do apologise, okay? If anybody's watching this and I've upset you with a sarcastic remark or a little joke, I was only joking, okay? As the Rod Stewart song said, I was only joking. I have matured now, and I do have to be very careful with my words. Now, words also can inspire people, of course. You know, great speakers and inspirational speakers use words and use the emotion of words. They use words that stir up the emotions.